to organize, and she's going to try to help him out, and she's great for doing that. And
that's the difference between men and women also. I think that men, by and large, will have slept in many different outdoor settings, many more than women over the course of their lifetime.
Fluids.
Yeah, in strange locations.
But I do think she's going to be walking into, I wouldn't want to walk into this either. This has been a dorm with four boys, and, you know, four boys means at any time up to 40 people have been in this dorm
doing various things.
Yeah, four men. Yeah, they're all 20 years old. And I guess by the time she gets down there, they're all going to be gone.
Uh-huh.
He's staying down there over the summer, down in the Carolinas,
uh-huh.
and he's allegedly getting a job down there to pay for this place. And they're all leaving to go back home. So I think the way that it was explained is that they're all just going to leave it like college kids do.
Because they're coming back.
Well, no, they're not. They're all being kicked out after 2 years.
Right.
You can't stay. You got to, like.
So they're all splitting.
They're all splitting, but I guess the other three guys are okay with leaving it, like, with a POS.
Of course, they are.
And I think if.
Like, I'm not going to take that sandwich with me. No.
And I'm pretty sure that if Rita wasn't going down, my kid would feel the same way.
Exactly.
You know, you walk out and you go, well, what the hell? It's dirty. But anyway, the last thing I heard from my wife was. The last panic thing was we're packing up the truck, getting everything ready for the trip. She says, I need a vacuum cleaner. I said, a vacuum cleaner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he wants a vacuum cleaner, you know, let him buy a vacuum. I've never known him to vacuum a day in his life. She said, no, for the dorm, for the place we're moving out of.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the difference. That's why she's a chick.
My senior year of college, I vacuumed my apartment once, and only because a bag of pretzels was broken when we were playing baseball with it during a party, and it involved driving home 2 hours, getting the vacuum, driving back to school, vacuuming, and then driving it back.
Wow.
It was a six-hour vacuum job.
Well, on a dorm floor, you should have a community vacuum.
I would think so.
There'd be a community vacuum that's...
There's normally a girl that takes care of it. There's normally a girl on campus. What, Mike?
I just got to look at Robert.
Robert Mailman?
Robert walking by the window.
I missed that. In his onesie.
You'll see him in just a second. Oh, God, I hope he doesn't oopsie in that onesie.
Yeah.
You ever get the oopsie? So...
Oopsies.
So listen, they're going down to take care of this, and I think both sides have no idea the hell that's going to happen at some point over the weekend, because you're going to have my wife and my mother-in-law in a truck for 8 or 9 hours, then going down with my kid, who's going to be right at that end of school, ready to move out of the dorm, ready to move into my own place thing, with mom there being like mom, and... It's going to be, I'm sure, probably her worst Mother's Day ever.
But for you, back here in the stress-free zone...
And this is why I'm the lucky guy today.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Even though, hey, I didn't have my acupuncture today, but I'm still doing okay.
Sure. So you didn't go to the switch hitter? I mean, the backup pitcher, you know, the lady that's not substituting?
No, as it turns out, she sent me a very nice email about that. I had to have a conversation with some people at IBC.
Mm-hmm.
Infinity Broadcasting Company this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It was just the usual crap. Just crap. But one of those things where they say, you must be at home for this telephone call.
Right.
So they say, we'll call between 9 and 10.
Right.
And this is when I normally get my acupuncture. So I send her an email saying, you know,
I can't make it.
I'll be late. So I'm saying 9:15, 9:30. 10 till 10, I get a phone call. And it's a secretary saying, hello, Don? I said, yes. She said, do you have a pencil? Said, yes. Please write down the following number. So she gives me some 800 number.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your PIN. Okay? Yeah. I go, okay, what the hell is this? Like an 8-digit number. Mm-hmm. Call this number right now. So I call, and it says, welcome to the Infinity Broadcasting Group phone. Please enter your PIN number. And it's like calling a sex line. So I put in my whatever the 8 digits are that they give me, and then I hear a connection, and I go, hello? And I hear someone else's voice go, who's this? You know, again, like it's a sex phone. And I go, who's this? And the other guy says, well, who's this? Finally, this is Don. They told me to call. And then he says, oh.
Don, hey, it's Steve. How are you?
And these are all people that are in an office, you know, 11 miles away from where I'm at.
Right.
I don't know why they just couldn't pick up the telephone to have this, and I use this term very loosely, this important conversation.
Right.
But we had to go through the whole Infinity computer phone, you know, getting all the lines meshed together when really all you have to do is get one guy in one room, one guy in another room, mm-hmm. both of them pick up the intercom at the same, you know.
Yeah, that's how you do a conference call. Right.
Anyway, so I missed the acupuncture, still on top of it, still feeling good. And here's my message today, because I do try to have a message of clarity on Friday.
Mm-hmm,
I think I've already explained what a great wife and mother I think Frida is. I just want to say, if Father's Day got one-tenth of the attention of Mother's Day,
right.
you would have a society of men that would not be as pissed off as we are in general.
This is true.
Okay, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've just spent the last 5 minutes telling you what a great woman my wife is.
Mm-hmm.
She's going down to do this task with my kid, and if it was me, I'd drive down, I would drop off the crap like I did last year, and I'd say, Junior, you're on your own.
See ya!
But she's a woman, she's a girl, she's, you know, she's a lady. She's a lady.
That's whoa, right. whoa, she's a lady.
She's a mother. And she's doing this on Mother's Day, which is going to be bad news for my kid, who's going to get the fallout from this. But it's not entirely his fault, even though he's a jerk in his own way, and I love him. This whole thing with Mother's Day, and I'm not even talking about in my house, because there's been no pressure this year. You know, in prior years, my wife has put on the full court press about Mother's
Day. Well,
I've
heard prior times when it's been nuts in your house.
Yeah, well, no, this the big 50th birthday is coming up next month.
There's the pressure.
So that's the pressure. But so there's been nothing about Mother's Day, so this doesn't even have to do with my wife.
I haven't heard anything about Mother's Day really of any significance for about 3 years. Just kidding. No, seriously, but it still affects you even when you're divorced. My ex-wife said to me, you know, I have my kids this weekend, and my ex-wife said to me, make sure they call. That's it. That's it. You look, if you want to look for fringe benefits, you know, tiny little ones, but ones that are significant nonetheless, you look for that one. So I certainly hope I find a way to a phone on Sunday.
Yeah. I hope you remember.
I could forget.
Do you want me to call and remind you?
I could forget. I really could forget. Yeah,
the girls were.
If I get going and we're doing something fun, you know, and it's supposed to be a beautiful day,
I'll call you.
You know, I should.
What could be more fun than the call, though?
Yeah. Well, the call from them, not from me.
Right.
Yeah, the call. I'm not a part of that equation anymore.
Would you like me to call?
If you'd like.
On behalf?
That, you know what, she would appreciate, she would laugh at that, actually.
On behalf of Catherine Elizabeth.
You know, I'll give you the number and let you call. That would be hysterical.
I think you should insert yourself into the equation like the guy in 24 and say, please hold for Catherine.
Yeah, I'm thinking about handling the call, even though they can call their mother anytime they want. On that particular day, handling the call, much like you would get it in a prison. You know, where they continue and then I break in. Catherine and Elizabeth, 2 minutes, please. 2 minutes? And then a break back in. But no, it's gonna be a fine day. It's gonna be a fun.
Of course, this call may be taped
for security purposes.
Yeah, right. For your own protection, this call may be taped
in an effort to serve you better.
Exactly. So, it is a much ado about nothing holiday. Created by everybody.
Greeting card company.
Yeah. The thing is that it's a multimedia thing now. If you turn on any of these stupid shows, like the ones that I watch. This is the one day a year that I don't watch. Actually, take it back. 2 days a year I don't watch my beloved Regis and Kelly.
Uh-huh.
First, when they do the Valentine's Day, where it's always a crippled guy getting married. I don't want to see that. Yeah, because it's a sob story. And right, the thing I don't want to say is on Mother's Day when it's, you know, it's mom's dream come true. And, you know, it's some house frown.
Right.
They give her, you know, Maid Brigade comes out. And everybody does this. And
10 years ago, my mom got very sick by eating some accidental rat poison.
You see the ads on TV with that guy, sales. It's almost time. The diamond sale.
Right.
All the same ads that we run.
What, Rob?
Phone's ringing.
Well, pick it up.
No, you answer. I think you better answer that. Don, you better answer that.
No, you answer it.
Stop ringing.
Maybe it's not my wife.
No, you know what? I was schnookered. It's your son.
Now he can't even hear the show where he's at.
True.
He was instructed to call.
He was instructed to call.
Oh.
Oh, mom must have called him and told him. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, what's up? You're on the air.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. Mom told me I should call.
Huh. Why did your mother say call?
Because you're talking about moving in, she said.
Yeah?
Talking about her helping you move in.
You mean talking about you moving in?
Yeah.
talking about, hold on, I was talking about mom going down there this weekend to help you move in to your place.
And how great she is.
And all, yeah, and everything she's doing for you.
And I do appreciate it, but I was just on the phone with her, and she said I should call.
Huh. Okay, hold, please. Yeah. Hey, Marty, is she at home?
Of course she is.
Hold on.
Get her your PIN number.
Hold, please.
Hold on a second.
Time for a conference call.
And I'm getting off my main point here.
Well,
I wish
not.
I had my acupuncture today. I would have kept me on point with it about the unfair balance of Mother's Day advertising. And today they're three deep in the store already. Yeah. 2 days ahead. You know why? Because it's hi, honey.
Hi.
Because it's women buying as well as men.
Yeah, of course.
Women are buying for their mothers. And,
they have mothers,
and the,
too.
And the freaking categories that I see today, you know, from the dog to mom,
sure.
From the cat to mom, that I see, to my birth mother,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
to my adopted mother, to my aunt, really a category, to my aunt, who's kind of like my mother.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know what I saw at Hallmark? I couldn't believe it. It's from a mother to her daughter. On Mother's Day.
Yes.
I believe that. I didn't see it.
Mothers have daughters who are mothers.
They're, yeah.
I oftentimes send cards to my sisters.
Well, they have kids,
they're
right.
They're not my mother. They're mothers, and I think they do a great job.
Maybe I'll
hold
send
on.
Some flowers to
hold
my
on.
Sister.
Hold on, baby. Hold on a second. Because I'm hearing that. There you go. I got rid of it. Let me see. Are you still there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on, boy. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hold on, boy.
Hold on, boy. Hey. All right. Why did you have Mr. Man call? What was
he
the
was
message?
Calling to tell me about you know, various things about calling about his electricity, et cetera. And I said, oh, you should call Dad. He's talking about the movie because I thought you could ask him. He's the one who said he had to vacuum. Who actually said I had to vacuum. He's the one who
okay,
called.
You know what? I'm going to just do like a Dr. Phil thing.
Yeah.
When I was yelling at Dr. Phil yesterday, I'm going to have to do the same thing today.
Who initiated the vacuuming talk?
Okay, you're both on the air now. Both members of my family are on the air.
I wasn't hopefully saying he should call. I just thought you could get his perspective. No, my perspective.
Okay, Bart, what is your what perspective do you want me to get from him, honey?
You were saying that the vacuuming, for example, came from me. He's the one who told me that these are the things he has to do before he moves out. So he's very diligent when instructing me to do something. I mean, he was conscientious enough to think of that.
Well, did he mention the vacuuming to you so you'd do the vacuuming?
Well, of course.
I have a vacuum.
What, Bart? What?
I don't have a vacuum at school, and I would need one to do the vacuum.
What about
the dorm floor have a vacuum?
What about the mall rats you live with?
Well, they don't.